This is Akashvani, the news read by Appu Gopak. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today arrived in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia on a two-day visit. He thanked Deputy Minister for Protocol Affairs, Ahmed Abdul Majid Al-Smari, for the warm reception in Riyadh. During the two-day visit, Dr. Jaishankar will take part in the first India-Gulf Cooperation Council GCC Foreign Ministers meeting. He is also expected to hold bilateral meetings with foreign ministers from GCC member countries. On the second leg of the visit, Dr. Jaishankar will travel to Berlin, Germany for a two-day visit from Tuesday. This will be his third bilateral visit to Berlin. Both India and Germany share a robust strategic partnership, and Germany is one of India's prominent trading partners and among the largest foreign direct investors. During the visit, the External Affairs Minister will meet German Federal Foreign Minister as well as the leadership and other ministers from the German government with an objective to review the entire gamut of bilateral relations between India and Germany. Dr. Jaishankar will thereafter travel to Geneva, Switzerland for an official visit from 12th of this month. India has sent 1,000 metric ton rice as humanitarian assistance from drought-affected Malawi. External Affairs Ministry in a social media post said that the consignment departed for Malawi yesterday. The humanitarian assistance will address the consequences of the severe drought caused by El Nino phenomenon. India has also sent humanitarian aid to Zimbabwe for food security needs of the Zimbabwean people. A consignment of 1,000 metric ton rice departed from Nava Sheva port for the African nation yesterday. A shipment for 1,300 metric ton maize has also been sent as humanitarian assistance for Zambia, which would help to meet food and nutrition needs for the people there. India has also extended medical aid consisting of essential life-saving antibiotics and general medicines to the government of Republic of Chad in response to a deadly fire incident. El Nino and La Nina are climate patterns in the Pacific Ocean that affect weather worldwide. Rajya Sabha MP from Trinamool Congress, Johar Sirkar, has decided to resign from the post of politics, both from the post and politics. He has sent a letter to the party supremo and the chief minister of West Bengal, Mamata Banerjee, in this regard. In his open letter, while thanking her for the opportunity given to him to serve the parliament, Sirkar expressed his anguish over the present situation in the state. He mentioned that he had been disillusioned by the corruption in the party and the strong arms tactics of a section of party leaders. Referring to the RG car issue, Sirkar said he believes that the public outrage is spontaneous, huge and non-political in nature, and they want justice for Abhaya. In the letter, he said that the state government has failed to take enough and speedy steps to bring the culprits to book. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today highlighted that the national education policy is a game changer and allows youth to fully explore their talent and energy. Dhankar was the chief guest at an event on the occasion of International Literacy Day in Delhi. Speaking on the occasion, the Vice President pointed out that India is a unique nation when it comes to the richness of languages. He emphasized that national education policy has laid emphasis on the importance of mother tongue. Dhankar stressed that literacy brings liberation and cuts down dependence. Saying that India's literacy rate after independence was 12%, the Vice President noted that India only has to make up to 20% now. Dhankar urged everyone to take the pledge of making at least 1% literate. He said, making someone literate is a service to humanity. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a alert of extremely heavy rainfall warning for coastal Andhra Pradesh and Orissa today. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.